Blog Talk Radio.
Era noapte târziu.
It was very late at night.
Stăteam pe o piatră afară.
I was sitting outside on a rock.
Lui Stan i-am arătat piatra că nu a fost la mine.
As Stan said, I showed him the rock when he came to my home.
Acolo stăm și mă gândeam ce am făcut eu.
And I was just thinking, what did I do?
Plângeam să nu mă vadă familia.
I was crying so my family wouldn't see me.
Deodată am văzut că vine o lumină spre mine.
And all of a sudden I saw a light coming towards me.
Când am văzut lumina, am crezut că e o mașină.
When I saw the light, I thought it was a car.
În Italia și în România mă urmări cu mașina să mă omoare.
Because in Romania and in Italy they always try to run me over with cars.
După mine și aici.
So I thought, they found me here too.
Dar n-a fost mașină.
But it was not a car.
Că lumina m-a cucerit.
The light surrounded me.
Și din lumina m-a auzit aceeași voce.
And out of the light I heard the same voice.
Era același înger.
It was the same angel.
Dumitru, de ce ești disperat?
Dumitru, why are you so despaired?
De ce m-ai pedepsit așa de tare?
Why did you punish me so harshly?
Ce am făcut eu?
What did I do?
Ce nu m-ai lăsat pe mine în pușcărie?
Why couldn't you let me stay in prison?
Familia avea unde să stea.
But my family would have had a home.
Zic, eu n-am un implicat cap.
I don't have a bed to lay my head down on.
De ce m-ai adus aici?
Why was I brought here?
Dumitru, te-am adus aici că țara asta va...
Dumitru, I brought you to this country because this country will burn.
Și m-ai adus să mă ard aici și nu m-ai lăsat să mor în pușcărie în țara mea.
So why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in jail in my own country?
Dumitru, taci.
He said, Dumitru, be quiet.
Urcă-te lângă mine.
Get beside me.
Ce aparat a avut, nu.
I don't know what the device was.
M-a tras lângă el.
But he pulled me beside him.
Mi-a arătat toată California.
And he showed me all of California. Do you see what I've shown you? This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Păcatul lor a ajuns înaintea lui Dumnezeu.
Their sins have reached God.
Și Dumnezeu a hotărât să-i pedepsească pentru.
And God has decided to punish them by fire.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Las Vegas.
He came and showed me Las Vegas.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorrah.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va...
And one day it will burn.
Mi-a arătat New York.
He came and showed me New York.
Aici e New York.
This is New York.
Aici
this is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va arde.
In one day it will burn.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Florida.
And then he showed me Florida.
Aici e Florida.
This is Florida.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorrah.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va arde.
And in one day it will burn.
Da, cu mine ce ai să
faci? What will you do with me, I
said. Been listening to the Wake Up America message with Dimitri Dudeman. For a copy of this very important message, please go to our website at handofhelp.com. Never before in the history of our country has our nation been in more jeopardy than now. Please order a copy of the video Wake Up America at the handofhelp.com website and get the warning out while we still have time. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program, and thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am Michael Boldea, your host, and I made it into the studio by the skin of my teeth. My daughter Victoria had a doctor's appointment that ran long, and so I was babysitting, I guess you could call it. I was at home with the little one, and my wife just barely pulled in, and I pulled out of the parking spot, and here I am. So I made it, and I'm glad I made it, because there's a lot that I want to talk to you about. And first and foremost, the thing that is preeminent is this whole drama unfolding over Judge Kavanaugh. And now apparently there is a woman who surprisingly is a liberal professor in California who, after 30 some odd years, has finally had the eureka moment of realizing it was none other than Brett Kavanaugh that groped her when she was 16 years old, and he likewise was 16 years old. So it's not even an alleged violation. It's not alleged rape. It's alleged groping at the age of 16. Now, to hear the other side go at this, you'd think the man is accused of being a cannibal. You'd think him and Jeffrey Dahmer were best buds and they were living in a basement somewhere just having a grand old time. They've taken to calling this woman the survivor. She was supposedly, by her recollection, again, Brett Kavanaugh denies ever being at this party. He denies ever doing anything of this sort. Let's get this clear. By her recollection, she was at a party at 15, drunk, and she got groped by four boys, two boys, doesn't really remember. It's a fog, but what she knows clearly is that it was Brett Kavanaugh. Now, I want to hit this from a lot of different sides because it gnaws at me. It infuriates me to the point that I have to bite my tongue so I don't say something unchristian at this juncture. Because I'm a father of two girls, just like Brett Kavanaugh is. I've been married 18-odd years. My wife knows me. My daughters know me as much as they can. One is four. One is almost a year old. My parents know me. My mother knew me before she passed. My father knows me now. My friends know me. They know my character. They know my reputation. My brothers know me. And if someone would come out with such an allegation, they would know that it was completely out of character, exactly as this man's family knows. However, the stigma of being called an attempted molester is still there. Now, I want to talk about this from a different angle because I hear a lot of, oh, I believe her. She believes it. Well, I've met people who believe they're Napoleon. Bonaparte. Yes, that Napoleon. There's people who believe the earth is flat. There's people who believe that they've been abducted by aliens and probed. And not via the mouth either. You can believe whatever you want. But if you start to accuse somebody of doing something, believing it is not enough. You have to have something called evidence. You have to prove your allegation. You are attempting to destroy the reputation of a man who no one has said a thing against until this woman who's part of the resistance movement decided she was gonna. She had to. And I know there's it's because again, the reason you don't understand why someone would do what she's doing if it wasn't true is the same reason you don't understand how someone could strap a bomb to their kid and send them in a crowded market, then detonate it. Something that you could never do. You can't process such vapid emptiness and hollowness. You can't process such disgusting behavior because you're incapable of it. You're a decent human being. But what you have to understand is that Brett Kavanaugh, as a Supreme Court judge, is a direct threat to this woman's God. Stay with me. It's going to get fun. We're going to unpack this. And you're going to realize that she may not be the only one that suddenly wakes up to the realization that 30 years ago, 40 years ago, while Brett Kavanaugh was 9 months old, he exposed himself to his babysitter while she changed his diaper. The reason this woman is willing to fabricate a story about a decent man and besmirch his reputation is because this man is a direct threat to her God. The reason every Hollywood star and starlet is foaming at the mouth, not caring whether this woman has any evidence or whether she's telling the truth, just as long as they can derail this Supreme Court nomination, is because he is a direct threat to their God. You have to realize that the murder of innocent babies is a religion unto itself in this country. The altar of abortion cannot be dry. It must be awash in blood every day. They worship the god of death. They worship the god of the destruction of innocence. The zealots in the Islamic world who are willing to sacrifice anyone, including themselves. These zealots are willing to sacrifice anyone, including themselves. Brett Kavanaugh is a direct threat to the god of abortion. And they will do everything they can until the last moment to make sure that even if he gets confirmed, they will muddy him and sully his reputation as much as humanly possible. You have U.S. senators and congressmen referring to this woman as the victim, as a survivor of what? Let's say it did happen. He was 16. She was drunk. He tried to grope her. Why didn't she go to the police? Was there a police report filed? Attempted groping. Why didn't she tell anybody? Why can't this woman remember where this alleged party was? Why has absolutely everyone that she says attended categorically deny being there or remembering anything about it? Politician. I do not have to go down the rabbit trail of we have to give this woman the benefit of the doubt. She's not claiming rape. She's claiming grope at 16 while drunk in a room with four boys. Now, I don't want to call anyone a whore. If it acts like one and drinks like one and is promiscuous like one, well, you know. And see, we fall into this trap of doing exactly what the other side wants us to do. Entertaining the idea that this actually happened. When there is absolutely no proof whatsoever that it did. I met a man once who believed himself to be Napoleon Bonaparte. I did. We were passing out food packages at a mental asylum. And I gave him a bag of goodies. It was a chocolate bar, a banana, an orange, and some wafers. And he took the bag and he goes, "On behalf of France, I thank you." "Well, you're not French." "Oh, sir, but I am. I am Napoleon Bonaparte." He said it in Romanian. And I asked him if he spoke French, and he says he forgot it. But this man believed himself to be Napoleon Bonaparte. Now, the worst thing that I could do would have been to feed his delusion. Would have been to agree with him. Would have been to give him credence without evidence. You are attempting to railroad a man's entire career. You are attempting to destroy a man's reputation. It is the only thing a man has that is truly his own. Do you realize this? A man's reputation. Only thing he has that is truly his own. And this woman is attempting to utterly besmirch the reputation of what, by all accounts, is a good and decent human being. His daughters have to turn on the television and hear that his father is being called an attempted rapist. And hear that their father is the scum of the earth. His wife has to field reporters and other vermin and clarion birds that feed off of dead flesh and misery. Can't even go to the store. Because you have these vultures with microphones and their insipid smiles and smirks trying to get a reaction. How do you feel about your husband being a rapist? Because that's what it's come to. Look at how the other side is reacting to this. This man has already been convicted by them. He should go to prison. The woman is being called a survivor. Of what? Not a shred of proof. Not a shred of evidence. Her story has more holes in it than Swiss cheese, but man, the other side doesn't care. This man is eminently qualified to be on the Supreme Court. But he poses a danger to the God of death. And so his worshipers are pulling out all the stops. And you see these pseudo-celebrities, these has-been people, these decrepit souls that sold themselves, that allowed guys like Harvey Weinstein to soil them, clinging to the idea of the spotlight with a death grip, egging this woman on. We believe you. Yes, we believe you. And yet, up to this point, she's unwilling to testify because it'll have to be under oath. And it's one thing to throw mud at somebody and hope it sticks. It's quite another to lie under oath. It's a sad day in America. I cringe. The entire political system. It disgusts me to the point of upchucking. Because on the one side, the Republicans have no spine. They're giving credence to lunatics. And on the other side, you have the most despicable sort of human beings. You have people that have absolutely no morals, have absolutely no qualms. About attempting to utterly destroy the life of a decent human being. You know what the most disturbing thing of all is? A guy like Chuck Schumer or Adam Schiff. They're going to sleep well tonight. Their conscience will not bother them an iota. They're not going to lose an ounce of sleep over the fact that they know it's all a bunch of baloney. They know this is a big, fat, gigantic lie, and they don't care. They know they're attempting to destroy a decent human being, something they know nothing about. And they don't care. They did the exact same thing to Clarence Thomas. Remember that? Why would somebody put themselves through this? Well, Anita Hill didn't end up so bad, did she? She's a hero. She's a millionaire. She writes books and gives speeches. And what was the big claim? Finding a curly hair on a Pepsi can. That was the big takeaway. And even though there's decades that have passed, even now, they're calling Clarence Thomas a predator. Have you seen that man speak? But see, I keep hearing this idiocy that we're supposed to fight fair with the other side. We're supposed to be above it all. We can't lower ourselves to their level. Then they're going to win every time. See, they thought all it would take was an allegation, and Kavanaugh would withdraw his name, and it would be done and be somebody else, and hopefully they'd drag it along. But he called their bluff. And I think he called their bluff not so much because he really wants the position of Supreme Court justice. It's because his character demanded it. He knows himself to be innocent. And he needs his wife and he needs his children to know that he's an innocent man. And so, yes, tomorrow apparently he's supposed to testify again. And I think that not only have the Democrats overplayed this to the point of the absurd, I think so many people have been so thoroughly disgusted by what has transpired over the last few days that they haven't just shot themselves in the foot. I think they shot themselves in the face. Because I'm sorry, this is not the kind of people that I want leading this country or any country that I'm planning on raising my kids in. This is insanity. This is madness. Joe Biden is on film, inappropriately touching little girls and kissing them, making them feel uncomfortable. And nobody says anything to Joe Biden except, it's Uncle Joe. Bill Clinton was accused of actual rape. Ted Kennedy murdered a woman. Or at least allowed her to die of asphyxiation in a car at the bottom of a lake because he was drunk and he didn't want to call the cops. You want to get into it? Let's get into it. Allegation from 30 years ago of a groping by a 16-year-old boy is enough in the Democrats' minds to destroy an entire life. And again, it's just an allegation. There is no evidence. Nobody has corroborated this woman's story. Astounding. How long are we going to let this charade go on? How many good people have to have their lives destroyed? Because no one will call out crazy anymore. Because no one will say, hey, you know what? This is a bridge too far. It's beyond troublesome. It's infuriating. I have no words for what is going on. And these people are supposed elected officials, people living off the taxpayer dime. And so to anyone that keeps insisting you shouldn't do anything, oh, why should you go vote? It's all the same anyway. You know what? Then you have absolutely no reason to complain. Watch the horror show unfold. Watch good people get smeared by individuals who have absolutely no decency whatsoever. And if this goes on long enough, if this is what happens to every decent human being that is nominated to a higher office, then no one's going to want it anymore. So what you're going to have is pervs and creeps and these things from the other side, whose sins are never uncovered, whose detestable behavior is never spoken about, for whom the media covers nonstop. If you're still on the fence about this, go and read the life of one Judge Kavanaugh. And you know what? Compare yourself to him. See if your works are as noble and as just. See if you're as above board in your day-to-day affairs. And understand that the standard which the other side is insisting upon is impossible to live up. This man has already been tried and convicted by the other side. All there was a 30-year-old allegation that he denies vehemently, for which there is no other witness. But you know what? To protect abortion, because every single time talk of Kavanaugh erupts on the evening news, guess what they go to? Roe versus Wade. This is their biggest fear. This is it. This is what they dread. This is what they fear. This man is a danger to the God of death. Every single news channel, every time his name comes up, it comes up in association with overturning Roe versus Wade. And this is what has them scared out of their minds. And this is what had this liberal activist write a letter and send it in saying, hey, you know what? 30 years ago, think he groped me. Yep, it was him. And all of us decent folk are supposed to be incensed and say, away with him! He is besmirched! If the Republicans allow this to be derailed, it's done. We're over. We're finished. Find a new place to live, because the Democrats are going to run roughshod over absolutely anything and everything. And for every single person that is nominated to any sort of office that has even a marginal conservative leaning, there will be a woman or two or five who will cry foul. He touched me. 40 years ago, he touched me. We were standing in line for bread, and he rubbed my shoulder in a lascivious manner. I say lascivious, sir. Pretty much what this woman's allegation is. If we allow this, then to be perfectly frank and honest with you, we deserve what's coming. Every single ounce of it. Because we're still hung up on this notion that the other side plays fair, that there is civility, that there are certain lines that you just don't cross. This woman's lawyer defended Bill Clinton and Al Franken. Evidence existed against both of these leches. And this woman's lawyer defended them. But Brett Kavanaugh? 30 years, no evidence? The hearsay of a woman who is highly partisan? Hang him? Then burn his body. We cannot have such evil among us. Chrissy. It's just overwhelming. And again, I think that people have had more than enough of it. And I think they're going to punish the Democrats come Election Day like nobody's business. I think the polls are as accurate now as they were in 2016. My personal belief. I think the polls regarding the midterm elections are as accurate as they were in 2016. The New York Times had Hillary Clinton winning by 98%. The only way Hillary Clinton could have lost was if she got struck by lightning on the eve of the election. And even then, her lightning-struck corpse would have been placed on the seat of power, because it's better dead Hillary than alive Trump. You have to realize that any sort of polling that comes out of East Coast or East Coast camps is absolutely wrong, as they are not polling
Okay, I'm going to call him again.
When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. When I approach his glorious throne, I know that I'm his very own. I know that I'm his very own. The flesh may fail and fear the rise. He sees my weakness, hears my cries. His blood will
good. Why is the devil so angry? Because he's impotent. Because all he can do is what? Take us off Skype? Fine. I'll log back on. And I'm still going to have to say what I'm going to have to say, because you know what? Somebody has to say it. I'm sorry. I can't watch the life of a good man destroyed by hearsay and not say a thing about it. Because all I have to do is put myself in his shoes, and it's kind of easy for me because I have two daughters. He has two daughters. I have a wife. He has a wife. I've lived what many would consider a very vanilla life. Modest, with decorum, because my reputation was important to me, because my reputation means something to me. And from early youth, I've tried to protect it. And so, yes, I will say something. Because apparently we're living in an age where everyone's terrified of conflict, of being seen as one who disagrees with the majority. They're not the majority. They're just loud and obnoxious. You need to stop thinking that they is the majority, because I guarantee you this world would implode in an instant if that was the majority, if everyone thought like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, or these Hollywood perverts and hedonists, these pederasts, these child molesters, who are coming out as though they're pure as the driven snow. Oh my! Attempted to grope somebody, you say, 30 years ago when he was 15. Oh, prison for sure. Prison for sure. Oh, don't mind him. That's just my slave, Enrique. We were talking about Judge Kavanaugh, that disgusting pervert who attempted to grope a girl 16, 30 years ago. She said, people say a lot of stuff, kids. Have you heard what people are saying? Why, people are saying Donald Trump is Hitler. People are saying that the earth is flat. People are saying that aliens come down and take them up in their spaceships. People say a lot of things. But for the other side, to completely derail, besmirch and destroy the life of a man who, by all accounts, every single person that testified about him, who by all accounts is a decent human being. So this is where we are. This is what is happening. It's a sad day in America. Because even if this man gets confirmed, and I'm still thinking that he will be, every single time he renders a decision, every single time he writes an opinion, there will be that asterisk, alleged to have groped a girl when he was 16. Same thing they're doing today to Clarence Thomas. Every single time the name Clarence Thomas comes up. The fact that he was accused of something or other also comes up too. I don't know about you, but I've had enough of the character assassination for political reasons. And another thing that – Another thing that people are seemingly not taking into account, because again, everything's myopia. If we win today, who cares about tomorrow? Is that there are women who are sexually abused by all rights, molested, violated, raped, whatever you want to call it, beaten, tortured. And every time one of these women comes out of the woodwork making allegations that cannot be proven from 30, 40, 50 years ago, even if not on the surface, subconsciously, people are more skeptical even about real rape victims. Do you remember before the 2016 election how many women came out and said that Donald Trump is inappropriate? A woman from like 60 years ago on a flight from Paris or something, he touched me knee. Me knee, I say. Donald Trump was never even on that flight, but who cares? It was a good story. People ran with it. The fact that elected officials and media personality are so quick to assassinate the character of a decent human being simply for political gain, to defend the murder god, should give us all reason for pause. It should make us determined, determined to vote these weaselly politicians out of office and to make every single one of these smirking, conniving so-called reporters go broke. Stop watching them. Write to their advertisers. Say, hey, you're supporting a liar who tried to assassinate the character of a decent human being. Because we cannot win this war fighting civilly. We have to get down in the trenches and roll up our sleeves and use their tactics against them. This is why they don't know what to make of Donald Trump. Because he's using their playbook against them. He's doing exactly what they would do. And he's got them befuddled. What's the latest thing that I saw that was just a move of complete genius? There were a bunch of records that were sealed, that were redacted regarding the FISA application to spy on Donald Trump's campaign. And for all the time that they were sealed, the Democrats were writhing on the floor going, what do you have to hide? Why do you have to hide? Why are they sealed? And so what was it? Yesterday, Donald Trump said, all right, I'll release them. I'll unseal them. I will declassify them. Yea, I shall. And now what are the Democrats saying? This is a threat to national security. How can you declassify those documents? You have to understand that these people make sewer rats look noble. Earthworms are superior to these people. They have no soul. They have absolutely no frame of reference in regards to character. They will say absolutely anything. What was it? Adam Schiff said today that putting someone who attempted rape is on the Supreme Court seems to be okay. There's no evidence. I need somebody to say that Adam Schiff tried to grope them. And they can say it, but there will be no evidence because there was none. It didn't happen. Looking at his face, I guarantee you the skeletons that Adam Schiff has in his closet would make grown men shiver. Trust me on this. I'm a good judge of character. Adam Schiff is one of those people that if ever his closet came flying open, his skeletons would make you run. Same thing with Chuck Schumer. See, some people just have evil on their face. They radiate it. You know, when my daughter has a fever, she radiates heat. There's a handful of people in public life that radiate evil. You look at them and you can see it on their face, on their smirks, on their mannerism. Just, ah! And Adam Schiff is one of those people. And so is Chuck Schumer. And they decided it was the perfect time to destroy the life of a decent, noble human being because of the off chance that he might vote to stop the wholesale murder of innocent babies. How dare he? How dare he? That's it. That's the only reason. And they had nothing against him during the entire hearing. Who was it? Some senator out of California. She had a letter by this lunatic since what? August? But she knew it wasn't believable. She knew there was no evidence. She was probably going to ignore it altogether. Senator Feinstein. Another one that will likely roam the halls of hell with Adam Schiff and Chuck Schumer. She knew this letter was bogus on its face. This is why she held on to it for so long until finally she thought, hey, it's worth a Hail Mary. Because even if he gets confirmed, there will always be the cloud. There will always be the allegation. Even if this woman comes out and says, I made it up, it didn't happen. Politicians will still run with it. And a good man's character was besmirched. This mad woman's demanding an FBI investigation. Into what? A house party 30 years ago? Was there a report filed? No. Why? If it marked you and traumatized you this much, why didn't you go to the police the next morning? Who drove you to that party? You were 16. You weren't driving yourself. You yourself said you were drunk. Corroborating evidence. Somebody that says, I drove her there. Nobody. Everyone she says was there says they weren't. And man, the other side is still running with it like their hair was on fire. I don't know. I honestly don't know if this thing goes sideways. If they can manage to derail the nomination of this good and decent man, then they're never going to stop. It doesn't matter who gets nominated next. They're going to find some madman, some mad woman, some crazy individual whose only concern is their agenda and their pet god, and they'll make up the most disturbing, disgusting story that they can. And you know what? We're going to go through this whole circus all over again. And the Democrats will insist that everyone needs to be believed and heard, even if the person says they don't want to be heard anymore. I am thoroughly disgusted. Thoroughly disgusted. And to make matters worse, apparently the old pope is defending the new pope regarding this entire thing. As the kids like to say, he's got his back. And there was no double entendre intended there. But this pope said something very troubling to me the other day. He said, the accusers, which just in Philadelphia number 1,000, are doing to these priests done to Jesus back in the day. And that stopped me cold in my tracks. Because the big difference between Jesus and these pedophiles was that Jesus was innocent. When he said, let the little children come unto me, he wasn't saying because I want to molest them. The fact that this guy went there, everything I need to know about him and his character. This pope is dangerous. Period. Listen to me. It'll become evident shortly. This pope is dangerous. If you attempt to run cover for pedophiles by using Jesus as a scapegoat slash excuse slash justification of whatever your twisted mind came up with, you shouldn't be in any position of authority. You shouldn't be guiding anyone's spiritual journey. So yeah, that happened. It's been one of those weeks where I wish I could forget it. Because every single story that I ran across this entire week pointed to the continued depravity of man. It pointed to the continual descent into this obscene lunacy, which can only have one natural end: anarchy, revolution, call it what you will. The longer good people sit by and say nothing and do nothing, the more empowered these godless heathens will become, because they will continue to believe that they are the majority. Like I said, I think these midterm elections are going to be as different from what the polling indicates as the 2016 presidential election was. Because people are just disgusted. There's only so much you can take before you just hurl. There's only so much you can take before you have to go take a hot shower and scrub yourself with a wire brush. And I think we've reached that tipping point. At least that's my personal belief. Anyway, sorry we talked about this for the whole hour, but it needed saying, man. It needed saying, because it's just insanity. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. Hopefully, Lord willing, we'll be here again live next week. Talk about something different, hopefully. Until then, may God bless you. May God keep you. Thank you for joining us. Gino, it's all yours.
Thank you, sir. You know, it's very important to... I'm glad Mike dedicated pretty much the whole show to this, because our nation's in the balance. And when there are poor leaders, wicked leaders, Proverbs says the country mourns. So defending and standing up for decent leaders is the definitely calling of us as Christians. We can't stick our head in the sand and go, someone else will defend those values, or someone else will do this or that. And very important to, you know, if America doesn't, if we don't see through these facades of you know, people coming up with 30-year claims of Kavanaugh assaulting someone, that now it turns out one of her witnesses is backing down from the claim. And you'll see in the next few days that doubtfully she'll want to testify by Monday, which puts in question why she will not get in front of the council that's dealing with the voting of Kavanaugh. And it's one of the Democrats and liberals seriously continually used tactic is demonize the good guy, demonize the guy that opposes the wicked values and tenets of liberals. And so we're fighting for the very fabric of our country. That definitely should have the attention of the church. And I'm glad there's a radio broadcast out there that actually talks about these issues. It's been high time that someone who has the Lord would actually, and there's a few out there, you know, I know that there's several out there like Jonathan Kahn and others, but I'm thankful that Mike spoke about this issue. I think it should be much more on the, you know, the mind and lips of people around the country that want to see good leaders. The Supreme Court is critical. We can't lose in that arena. We cannot have conservative and Christian values trampled anymore by letting liberals and people against the faith continually undermine the picks that are good. And the people that will see change, they're afraid Roe versus Wade will get overturned. Guess what? It needs to be overturned. They're probably afraid that other hot-button topics of Democrats and libs will be overturned or put in question. Personally, I'd love to see the defunding completely of Planned Parenthood. I don't understand why we have to put any taxpayer dollars towards that insidious organization. So I would urge you, get the go on YouTube and check out the broadcast again. Let others know as we put it on YouTube tomorrow, and continue to advocate for decency and family and faith-based values. Because if we don't, the question is, who will? Thank you so much for listening to the moment of, or to the Light of Truth.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you. They are all leaving.